Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. So today we're diving into something kind of new for us. We're exploring another podcast that's been making some waves lately.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this one.
Yeah, it's called Kingdom Wealth Creation. And
catchy game.
It really is. And you know what's really cool about it is it's all about aligning your faith with your finances.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you're not just thinking about money. You're thinking about living a life of purpose, building a lasting legacy, and making an impact.
I like it already.
Right. And so the specific episode we're looking at today is episode 6 of Kingdom Wealth Creation, called 10 Proven Strategies to Build Wealth from Scratch, a step-by-step guide to financial freedom. And the hosts of this show are Brian and Elisa.
Okay. I'm intrigued. What's their angle?
Well, you know what I really appreciate is they bring this really unique blend of spiritual wisdom and really practical financial strategies.
So it's not just another, like, you know, get-rich-quick scheme.
Oh, definitely not. They make it very clear that wealth isn't just about, you know, money, money, money. It's about aligning your resources with your values to make a difference.
Okay, that's refreshing. So many financial gurus out there seem to forget about the values part.
Exactly. And the best part is, Brian and Lisa don't shy away from the nitty-gritty either. They give you actionable steps, they give you real-life examples, and they even break down these complex financial concepts in a way that anyone can understand.
Oh, that's so important. Financial jargon can be so intimidating.
Totally. And one of the things they really emphasize right off the bat is the importance of mindset.
Mindset.
Yeah, they talk about developing an abundance mindset.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, think about it this way. Remember that verse from Proverbs? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Proverbs 23:7. Powerful stuff.
Right. So basically what they're saying is your thoughts and beliefs really do shape your reality.
Oh, I totally believe that.
Right. If you're constantly telling yourself, I'll never be wealthy, I'm not good with money, you're basically creating a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for failure.
But if you can shift your thinking to one of abundance and possibility.
Like, you open yourself up to opportunities you might have missed otherwise.
Exactly. And they actually use a really great example to illustrate this. They talk about Howard Schultz.
The Starbucks guy.
Yeah. Did you know he started out as just a barista?
No way. Really?
Yeah. But he had this vision for something much bigger.
Clearly.
And that vision, combined with a lot of hard work and a belief in himself, led him to create, well, you know, Starbucks.
Wow. Talk about the power of an abundance mindset in action.
It's incredible, right?
Yeah.
It's a perfect example of what they're talking about.
So it's not just about positive thinking. It's about backing it up with action.
Exactly. And they use this really helpful analogy to drive the point home. Imagine two people with the same skill set.
Okay.
One has that scarcity mindset, always afraid of losing what they have.
Yeah, always playing it safe.
Right. And then the other person has that abundance mindset, always looking for opportunities to grow and expand.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Who do you think is more likely to succeed?
The one with the abundance mindset, for sure. They're not limited by fear or self-doubt. They're willing to take risks.
Exactly. They see possibilities where others just see obstacles.
And they're not afraid to go after their dreams.
Now, one thing I really appreciate about this podcast is that it doesn't just dwell on these abstract concepts. Brian and Lisa get really specific.
Oh, good, because that's what I'm looking for.
They actually ask the listener directly, what skills or talents do you have that you can leverage?
That's a great question. It makes you stop and think.
It does. They want you to realize that everyone has something unique to offer.
We all have gifts and talents, even if we don't always recognize them.
Right. And you know what this reminds me of? The parable of the talents.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. It's all about using what you've been given to the best of your ability.
Exactly. It's a powerful reminder that even if you feel like you're starting with very little,
you can still achieve great things.
If you use your resources wisely, you can multiply them. Remember, even a single talent, when put to good use, can yield incredible results.
It's all about stewardship, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And speaking of stewardship, they don't shy away from the importance of having a solid financial plan either. You know, they actually quote Proverbs 21:5.
The plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty.
That's the one. And you know what I take away from that is that having a budget, setting clear financial goals, and tracking your expenses are essential.
Yeah, for everyone, not just for people who are already wealthy.
Exactly. And thankfully, there are so many tools available now to make this easier. Yeah. Like budgeting apps.
Oh, yeah. Those are lifesavers. Mint YNAB. There are so many great options.
I know, right? They can be real game changers.
They really can. They take all the guesswork out of budgeting. You can categorize your spending, track your progress, and even get alerts if you're going over budget.
Talk about taking control of your finances.
Exactly. And they're especially helpful if you're new to budgeting or just struggling to get a handle on your spending. But what really stood out to me was how Brian and Lisa tackled the issue of debt.
Oh, yeah. They don't sugarcoat it at all.
No, they don't. They quote Proverbs 22:7, "The borrower is slave to the lender." It's a stark reminder of how much power debt can have over your life.
It really is. They dive right into practical strategies for getting out of debt, too.
Oh, good. Like what?
Well, one they highlight is the snowball method.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one.
You focus on paying off your smallest debts first to gain momentum.
It's all about those small wins.
Exactly. They also emphasize the importance of prioritizing high-interest debts and even negotiating with creditors to get better terms.
So it's about being proactive and taking control of your situation.
Exactly. Instead of letting debt control you. But you know what's really interesting? They go a step further and challenge listeners to think beyond just getting out of debt.
Really? Yeah. Where do they go from there?
Well, they introduce this exciting concept of building multiple streams of income.
Multiple streams of income. I like the sound of that.
Right. It's all about diversifying your earning potential, creating a more secure financial future.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. And they don't just throw out the concept. They actually give really concrete examples.
Like what kind of examples?
Well, they talk about things like starting a side hustle, exploring passive income opportunities like real estate or dividend stocks, and even upskilling to qualify for higher paying jobs.
Okay, so it's about using your skills and your creativity to create more than one avenue for income.
Exactly. It's like having multiple safety nets instead of just relying on one.
Smart.
And you know what I thought was really cool? They illustrate this concept with the story of J.K. Rowling.
Wow. From struggling single mother to literary icon, that's an inspiring story.
It really is. It just shows you that anyone can achieve their dreams with passion, perseverance, and a willingness to think outside the box.
I love that.
But then they also bring it back down to earth a little bit by emphasizing the importance of financial discipline.
Right, because it's not just about earning money. It's about managing it wisely.
Absolutely. And that can be tough.
Oh, tell me about it. We live in a world of instant gratification, right?
Right. Temptations everywhere to spend, spend, spend.
So easy to fall into that trap of impulse purchases and lifestyle inflation.
So true. Yeah. That's why Brian and Lisa stress the importance of delayed gratification.
Putting off those instant rewards to achieve your long-term goals.
Exactly. And you know what else? They talk about the importance of building an emergency fund.
Oh, that's crucial. It's like a safety net for those unexpected expenses that life throws your way.
Right. And you know, it's really cool how they weave in these biblical principles.
Like what, for example?
Well, they quote Hebrews 12:11, where it says, "Discipline leads to a harvest of righteousness and peace."
Wow, I never thought about it that way, but it's so true. Those small, consistent choices we make with our finances.
They can have a big impact on our lives in the long run.
Absolutely. It's not just about saving, though. It's also about making your money work for you through investments.
And I love how Brian and Lisa break down these complex concepts, like investing into bite-sized pieces.
They make it seem much less intimidating.
They really do. They use relatable analogies and real-life examples to explain how investments can make your money work for you.
Okay, so it's not as complicated as it seems.
It doesn't have to be. They talk about index funds,
right,
real estate retirement accounts, and they make it seem so approachable.
Even for beginners.
Exactly. And you know what they tie this back to?
What's that?
The principle of sowing and reaping from Galatians 6:7.
Yes. Whatever a man sows, he will also reap.
Right. They encourage listeners to think long term and invest for their future.
It's about planting seeds for a future harvest.
Exactly. But what I found especially impactful was their emphasis on financial education.
Oh, yeah. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to money.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they suggest so many great resources for listeners like books, podcasts, online courses.
Well, that's awesome.
They really want to empower people with the knowledge to make informed financial decisions.
It's about taking control of your financial future.
Exactly. And you know what? They even underline this point with a warning from Hosea 4:6.
Let's see. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's the one. It's a sobering reminder that ignorance in financial matters can lead to some pretty devastating consequences.
No kidding. So education is key.
It really is. And they're really passionate about making sure people have access to the information and resources they need to succeed.
That's amazing. They go above and beyond.
They really do. And you know what else they highlight? The importance of building a supportive network.
Oh, that's so important. Having people in your corner who can offer guidance and support.
Exactly. Think about someone like Oprah Winfrey.
She's a great example.
She often talks about how her mentors and the strong network she built were key factors in her success.
It just goes to show the power of surrounding yourself with the right people.
It really does. And speaking of the right people, Brian and Lisa also emphasize the importance of generosity.
Generosity. That might seem counterintuitive when you're focused on building wealth.
I know, right? But it's about recognizing that true abundance flows from a spirit of giving.
Ah, I see. So it's not about hoarding your wealth, it's about sharing it.
Exactly. And they even bring in a quote for this one, Proverbs 11:25. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed.
That's a beautiful verse.
It really is. They encourage listeners to consider tithing, supporting causes they're passionate about, and sharing their time, talents, and resources with others.
So it's about shifting your perspective from scarcity to abundance.
Exactly. When you give freely, you open yourself up to receive blessings in unexpected ways.
It's a beautiful cycle that benefits everyone involved.
It really is.
It really is. It's about understanding that true wealth, it's not just about accumulating money.
Right.
It's about using your resources to make a positive impact on the world around you.
Yeah. And Brian and Lisa do a brilliant job of weaving together these success stories.
Oh, yeah.
Both from the Bible and, you know, modern times.
Okay.
To illustrate these principles.
I like that.
So they start with the fascinating story of Joseph in Egypt.
Oh, yeah. Joseph.
He went from prisoner.
Wow.
To this position of power and influence.
Amazing.
And he did it by using his skills and wisdom to help others during that time of famine.
That's such a great story.
It is. It shows that serving others can lead to incredible blessings, even in the most unexpected circumstances.
Yeah. You never know what doors might open when you focus on helping others.
Exactly. And then they bring it into a modern context with the incredible story of Sarah Blakely.
Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx.
That's right.
What an entrepreneur.
She took a simple idea, $5,000, and turned it into a billion-dollar business.
Wow, that's incredible.
Her journey is a testament to the power of entrepreneurship, hard work, and believing in your vision.
Yeah, you got to have that belief in yourself.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting, both Joseph and Sarah Blakely,
okay,
they started with seemingly limited resources,
mm-hmm.
but they achieved extraordinary success.
It's not about what you have, it's about what you do with it.
That's it. It's all about how you use what you've been given.
Resourcefulness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, they bring back the story of the widow's oil from 2 Kings 4.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful one.
It emphasizes the power of faith and action.
Taking that leap of faith.
Even when facing seemingly impossible odds.
Yeah, when it seems like there's no way out.
This widow, through her faith and willingness to act, she experienced this miraculous provision that transformed her situation.
It's a reminder that we're not limited by our circumstances.
When we align ourselves with a higher purpose.
Exactly. And I think these stories are so effective because they show that these principles aren't just theories.
Right.
They've been proven throughout history.
And, you know, Brian and Lisa make sure that listeners know how to apply these principles to their own lives.
Oh, good. How do they do that?
Well, they end the episode with a really clear call to action.
What did they suggest?
They encourage listeners to take a hard look at their current financial situation.
Okay.
List your income, your expenses, your assets, and debts.
Get the full picture.
Get a really clear picture of where you stand.
That's a good starting point.
Right. And then they suggest picking just one of the 10 strategies they outline.
Okay.
And focusing on it for a week.
So you're not trying to do everything at once.
Exactly. It's about taking that first step, no matter how small.
Yeah, building momentum from there.
Whether it's opening a savings account or starting a side hustle or even just reading a financial book.
Just do something.
The key is to take action.
I love that approach.
Instead of feeling overwhelmed by trying to do everything at once.
Yeah, break it down into manageable steps.
Focus on mastering one strategy at a time.
Makes sense.
And you know what's really cool?
What's that?
They don't just leave listeners hanging.
Oh, good.
They offer a ton of additional resources on their website.
Okay, what's that called?
It's Kingdom Wealth Plan.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. They even have this free guide called the Kingdom Wealth Blueprint to help you get started.
Oh, wow. A free guide.
Yeah. It's packed with practical tips and actionable strategies.
Sounds like a valuable resource.
It is. And, you know, if you're ready to align your finances with your faith and build a legacy of impact, I highly recommend checking out the Kingdom Wealth Creation podcast.
I'm definitely adding it to my list.
You should. I'm so impressed with their approach.
It's unique.
They've created something truly special.
It's not just a financial podcast.
It's so much more than that.
It's like a guide to living a life of purpose and abundance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's about aligning your money with your values and making a difference in the world.
That's what it's all about.
And that brings us to a question for you to consider.
Okay. Right.
What is one small step you can take today? To start aligning your financial goals with your faith and your purpose?
That's a great question.
Doesn't have to be monumental. Could it be creating a budget, reading a financial book,
talking to a mentor?
The important thing is to take action.
Start moving in the right direction.
Start moving in the direction of the life that you envision.
Love it.
So take that step today.
That first step.
And start building your kingdom legacy.
Yes. Love that.
We'll be back next time with another deep dive into a topic that matters.
Always a good time.
Until then, keep learning.
Keep growing.
Keep striving for a life of purpose and abundance.
Can't wait to see you next time. It's been really interesting, you know, unpacking this episode of Kingdom Wealth Creation.
It really has.
It's clear that Brian and Lisa, they're so passionate about helping people achieve financial freedom. But you know what really sets them apart, I think?
What's that?
Is this emphasis on aligning your financial goals with your faith and your purpose?
Yeah, they're not just talking about, you know, getting rich.
Exactly.
It's about so much more than that.
It's about living a life of purpose.
Right.
And using your resources to make a difference.
I completely agree. And you know what I really appreciate?
What's that?
Is the way they weave these biblical principles into their financial advice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not preachy at all.
No, it's not.
It just feels very authentic and grounded.
It does. And I think that's what makes it so compelling.
Yeah.
They're not just telling you what to do.
Right.
They're helping you understand why.
The why behind it.
Yeah, connecting those financial strategies to a deeper sense of purpose.
That resonates with people.
It does.
Yeah.
Especially in a world where so much financial advice feels transactional and kind of detached from values.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
So it's about finding that sweet spot.
Right.
Where your passion, your purpose, and your finances all align.
Yeah. Building a life that's not just financially secure.
Right.
But also deeply fulfilling.
Absolutely. And speaking of fulfillment.
Right.
I think it's time we revisit that question.
Oh, yeah, that thought-provoking question.
The one we posed earlier.
Okay, I'm ready.
What is one small step you can take today to start aligning your financial goals with your faith and your purpose?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's a big question.
Yeah.
But it doesn't require a grand gesture.
Right.
You don't have to, like, change your whole life overnight.
It could be as simple as setting up a budget.
Yeah.
Or reading a chapter in a personal finance book.
Or maybe reaching out to a mentor for guidance.
Well, that's a good one.
The key is to just start.
Start somewhere.
Take that first step, however small it may seem.
Yeah. And let the momentum build from there.
Exactly. So if you're looking for a podcast that will challenge you to think differently about wealth and purpose and the impact you can make in the world,
definitely check out Kingdom Wealth Creation.
You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
And be sure to visit their website, Kingdom Wealth Plan,
for additional resources and guidance.
We'll be back next time with another deep dive into a topic that matters.
Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and keep striving for a life of purpose and abundance.
See you next time.